This is JIS News. Coming up, Food for the Poor purchases millions of paracetamol tablets. Junior Tourism Minister calls for increased emphasis on customer service. And NWA embarks on hot mix patching program in Portland and St. Mary. The news in detail after this break.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net, close windows before dark, open windows and doors during fogging, cover your body as much as possible, and wear light-colored clothing. Protect yourself from mosquito-borne diseases. Do your part to prevent mosquito breeding in your surroundings. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. Food for the Poor Jamaica FFP is preparing to hand over 7 million paracetamol tablets to the Ministry of Health for distribution across the island in light of the current chikungunya outbreak. The tablets were purchased by FFP and are in transit to Jamaica. Chairman of the FFP Jamaica, Andrew Mafood, says the charity organization acquired the paracetamol for distribution to needy Jamaicans who are dealing with symptoms of chikungunya.
We are actually aware of the severity of the virus, and it is for this reason we decided to source the paracetamol to ensure our Ministry of Health averts any shortage and for same to be distributed amongst Jamaicans who have been infected with chikungunya.
The first batch of 1.6 million paracetamol tablets will be delivered by air freight on October 10. The remaining 5.4 million tablets should arrive by ocean freight within 3 to 4 weeks. In addition to the paracetamol tablets, FFP intends to purchase and distribute approximately 3,000 units of repellent to needy Jamaicans. Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damian Crawford is calling for increased emphasis on customer service, which he notes is important to growth and development. He says effective customer service will play an integral role in transforming the nation.
If we don't get satisfied people, we can't get greater productivity. And if we don't get greater productivity, we can't get economic individual independence. And if we don't get economic individual independence, there is no transformation.
Minister Crawford was addressing the Jamaica Customer Service Association's annual conference in Kingston on Wednesday. He emphasizes that teamwork is critical to good customer service, pointing out that when there is breakdown in delivery at one end of the system, the resultant service is affected. The conference was organized in collaboration with the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Division of the Cabinet Office under the theme Exceptional Customer Experience, Gateway to National Transformation. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed the Insolvency Act, repealing the current Bankruptcy Act and matters connected with or incidental to that act, including the amendment of the Companies Act. The bill supports the fair allocation of the costs of insolvencies with the overriding interest of strengthening and protecting the country's economic and financial system and the availability and flow of credit within the economy. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says if the country is to achieve economic growth, encourage new business startups and foster entrepreneurship, then changes will have to be made to existing legislation.
A modern framework for resolving business insolvency will help fuel the economy with huge benefits to society in ways not available in a liquidation-only system. It allows for a greater return for creditors, for protecting assets, for the savings of jobs, for suppliers to keep their customers, and for owners to retain a viable company.
The bill was passed with 100 amendments and will be sent to the Senate for approval. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is undertaking a hot mix patching program along selected roadways in the northeastern parishes of Portland and St. Mary. The works form part of a routine maintenance program and will target a total 952 square meters of roadway in both parishes. The patching program began October 1 and is being financed by the Routine Maintenance Fund at a combined cost of just over $2 million. Roadways to benefit under the current program include Oracabessa to Union Hill and the stretch from Broadgate to Agualta Vale in St. Mary. In Portland, the roads from Bound Brook to Rio Grande and Folly to Bound Brook are among those targeted for patching. The program is scheduled to be completed in 2 weeks. Motorists are being advised to obey the posted warning signs and instructions of flag persons. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.